Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another episode of the Preacher and the Miracle Man Show here on this Monday, November 5th, 2018. Yes, tomorrow is Election Day. And I am going to spend a little bit of showtime talking about that, talking about it. And just kind of, not to be political, but just to talk about America, how I see it, a few facts and figures, and then just, you know, encourage you to vote. There will be biblical content. There will be a verse at least that I will refer to. And I'm going to pray about the show as I always do, but then at the end of my exhortation, I'm going to pray over America tonight. So, for the portion I would usually take to study the Bible, I figure we'd make that portion of it America night. And whatever I say is not an endorsement of a specific candidate at all. Yeah. I'm not doing this tonight to be political. I'm doing this to get you to go vote. Because it's very important that we as Americans exercise our right to go vote. That's the last I will say about it for the next few minutes. Because first, even though we are a bit short on time, and I got a lot of sports stuff to get to because it was a very big, busy weekend with some, yes, there were some surprises on the way. But I'm just going to first take a few minutes to kind of give a little bit of what I was up to this weekend. So it'll be like kind of a mini monologue. But so what was Mr. Miracle Man up to this weekend? Well, Thursday, of course, we had church. Which was nice. We had a minister come and speak a powerful word. Friday, we had the Midland Dow game, part two. No spoiler, because that's part of what we're going to talk about, Football Central, tonight. Saturday and yesterday morning, we went up to my grandpa's on my mom's side, and it was very nice to be up there. He was very glad to have us. He seemed very at ease. And he's a good Christian man. He's not exactly spirit-filled like me, my parents are, but he knows about it. And he tries to live as godly as he knows how. And I admire him for that. And I love my grandma. He is a man of great wisdom. Because he's like 84. So he's been on this earth about 55 more years than what I have. So, and even my mother. he's been around even 20 some years more than my mom has even. So there's a lot to learn. God is the ultimate wisdom giver, and I think after the first of the year, we're going to start going through Proverbs. And there's a lot of certain things in there about wisdom. And I feel like, Lord willing, that's what I'll be doing, partly. Because right now we're going to continue on with Judges, and then when Christmas gets here, I'll be teaching on Christmas for a couple of weeks, and then opening up the new year. And we'll still always be referring to faith. It's very important. And then yesterday we had Dr. Caldwell at Living Word Church, and he was awesome. He gave a couple of statistics that I'm going to point out in our America segment, because we're taking a little bit. And yes, even for callers, I will explain this to you in a minute, but it won't. This is not to talk about politics. It's about America as a whole. And so, and in case you're wondering, yes, tomorrow night, if you're looking for election news and that, during my normal show time, if you're looking for poll numbers, you're not going to be getting them from me tomorrow night, because tomorrow night I'll be doing the normal programming. Testimony Tuesday, and then a little bit of sports, and to get your mind off of election at least for a few minutes, A Christmas Carol. But this will be the only Christmas Carol that's going to be sung before Thanksgiving on this program. Yes, I'm for Christmas music before Thanksgiving, but we just got to have a neutral agreement to not annoy people that don't want to hear it before Thanksgiving. So that's why this is like a special circumstance. The first week of shows, because it'll be in November. And maybe the second week as well, because it'll be the first week of December. One show, one song, Christmas Carol per night. After that, two per night, all the way up to one of our last show will be before Christmas. And I'm going to work on what to do for Christmas Eve. I want to do something, but I don't know what. I don't know when. I am thinking maybe like a 5 o'clock show, maybe 5 to 6. There'll be, but maybe 5 to 5:45 or something. But there'll be verses in it and stuff, and I'll sing a couple songs, probably at least a couple Christmas songs, and then I'll play some that maybe I don't sing if I can figure out how to do that and still broadcast. There'll be a couple poems that I will have memorized. You know, and maybe a little bit about one of my favorites about things about Christmas. So that might be a wall-to-wall Christmas. If I do one on Christmas Eve, that's what it's going to be. But there won't be a show Christmas Day, the 26th, that'll be back to normal. So it's just a little bit of a programming note for what's to come. Now, not exactly going to give the website net tonight, but I will say, if you want to call into the show tonight, we can talk about anything you want to talk about tonight, as long as it's about politics, that you don't try to defame any particular candidate. You know, and so that telephone number, so you can call in and we can talk about, we can still pray if you want prayer for something tonight. We're going to do Football Central tonight. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. We're doing it. I got tons of material to get to tonight. In fact, because I'm only on an hour tonight, there might have to be some more football scores or something covered tomorrow night. Because I want to be able to do this America thing right. And I'm trying to do sports and that, so we'll see how it goes. Today I was at Great Lakes Crossing. On the way down, I went to Donna's Donuts. By the way, Donna's Donuts voted is one of the best donut shops in the greater Great Lakes Bay Area. That is, if you would like include Flint as part of this area. From Midland, maybe not so much, but from Saginaw, yes. Fantastic donuts. Just a little over a mile east of I-75 and just under a mile west of 475 on Bristol Road in, it's either Flint Township or Mundy Township or something like that. It's not like in a real bad part of Flint, though. But in Flint, I had a peanut butter and jelly donut. I still have a vanilla custard, which I will be eating in the morning. Donna's Donuts, the home of delicious donuts, always open for you round the clock. My original plan was to go to Buttercrust Bakery in Bridgeport, but when we got there, we discovered that they are closed on Sundays and Mondays. All commercial advertising that I do on this program, we're doing it right now. I'm not going to take any time later in the show to advertise any other stuff. Also, went to Steak and Shake, the home of great burgers at great prices in a great atmosphere. The closest one, there's one in Lansing, but there's also one on Baldwin Road in the parking lot of Great Lakes Crossing. My go-to burger is always the garlic burger Always, 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 always. You can't go wrong with it. They have amazing shakes, too. And I wish that I could, like, call Steak and Shake and have them bring me a shake to the door of Great Lakes Crossing. Wouldn't that be awesome? No, really, wouldn't it? That would. I think it would. Or at least somehow if they had an entrance connected. That would be really awesome. But check them out. They're on Baldwin in the parking lot of Great Lakes Crossing right near District 4. Check them out. All right. Now we're going to pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the show. Thank you for these people who have decided to come on and listen. It's a different show, but it's still going to be great tonight. Thank you that these people have a heart to hear what I have to say about America tonight. I thank you that these people, if they haven't voted absentee, they'll go out and vote tomorrow. And yes, I'm a man of what I say. Yes, I will be voting tomorrow, Lord. And I thank you that these people will just be tuned in. I thank you for our relationship with Israel. And Lord, I just thank you. I confess over the show right now, as I always do, that the finances will come to the show. New equipment will come to the show. Partners and sponsors who want to help me will come to the show, whoever they are. And that, more importantly, increases in listenership will come to the show. And even more important than that, souls will come to the show. People will give their life to you on the show. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Let me start with a verse. I didn't bring my Bible with you. With me, I'm sorry. But let me quote this verse. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. And it says here, if my people would humble themselves and pray, if they would seek my face, humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways, I would hear from heaven, I would forgive their sin, and I would heal their land. Amen. Now, 2 years ago, we had a president who was in office, who was not very godly. His time was up, so it was time for election. We went out in America, we voted, and many of us were shocked at who won. And we were grateful. As if the other candidate would have got in, it would have made it a lot harder to be Christians in America. They would have tried to shut churches down and that. But luckily, that didn't happen because of who we had in office. In fact, the Johnson Amendment has been repealed. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus, for that. So the pastors now have a lot more liberty now than what they say from the pulpit. So, our president right now, President Trump, is a man of his word. No, I'm not, this isn't political, but I'm just kind of saying where we're at. He's a man of his word. He'd be able to to do even more of it if he had the right people in Congress. We're on Earth, so it's not perfect. We got that crazy caravan right now, and in Jesus' name, that caravan is going to turn around and go right back home. And so here is some cool stuff that happened last time we had a chance. Happy Caldwell. This is from Happy Caldwell said this. He got it from a certain study that was done. 94% of those who call themselves evangelical Christians, 94% of them voted last time. I was shocked that it was that high. I was very impressed. I was totally elated. I thought it would have been something like 80% or something, maybe 84. 94% of them voted. 90% of them voted for President Trump. And let me tell you, this is not praise on Trump at all, by any means. Yes, he's done great things, but this is about America. America has now, for the first time, on May 14th, 1948, Israel was recognized as a free state. On May 14th, 2018, Jerusalem was officially declared the capital of Israel, and the U.S. Embassy was moved from where it had been to Jerusalem. And we're standing with Israel unapologetically. And over in Israel, they love our president right now. They love him. There are four things that as Christians we should be looking for in a candidate. There are four issues that we should be concerned about. One, abortion. We've killed in this nation 60 million babies. 60 million. Two. The other ones, I don't know how. Two, Israel. And so goes Israel. There goes the rest of the world. Very important stuff. Three, immigration. We've got to get a handle on illegal immigration. We've got to fix the border. We've got to deal with this border thing and get it fixed once and for all. And then I forget the other one, but those are the three ones that we should be thinking about. So, what can we do as Christians? One thing we should always be doing every day, praying for America. What specifically? Pray over the President of the United States. Pray over the Governor of your state. Pray for your local representatives who represent you in your state, as well as your representatives of Congress, senators and House, both. Other elected officials, pray over those in the schools nearby. You should know who those leaders are. You should know so you can pray over them. They can make great decisions when they vote on things. It's very important. It's very important stuff. The other big thing, vote. Vote. And there's a couple excuses I never want to hear. This idea that my vote doesn't matter, my vote doesn't count. It does. You going out there and voting is your opinion on how it's going on in your community, in your state, and in this nation. By voting for this person, it's basically letting them know you're hired. Voting against this person is basically letting them know you're fired. Because obviously through our taxes and stuff, you know, we pay for their stuff. You know, So please. If your parents have children, be involved in the school. Be a part of the PTA, PTO. Be a part of it. If you're in a place where you want to run for office, go for it. Run. And we need more Christians in public office. Bottom line of all this stuff I'm saying tonight, there are two things I want you to do. Pray for America every single day. Every single day. And at least every so often weeks, you're going to hear me start praying for America on the show. At least in short form, because it's our homeland. And we want God to protect it. Because this is the only nation that was birthed as a Christian nation, is the United States of America. We want to keep it that way, regardless of how America votes tomorrow. Whether it's a Republican Congress, a Democratic Congress, Republican Senate, Democratic Senate, we want God involved regardless. So, I just want to encourage you. Please, go vote. You don't have the same right to complain if you don't go out there and vote tomorrow. So please, just vote. Pray for America. Please. Pray over this nation. I have faith that America is going to make the right choice. In Jesus' name. We're going to. We're going to keep our economy growing. We're going to continue to wake up as Christians. And we're in the last of the last of the last days. So Get your voice heard, please. Please just get your voice heard. And and I want also, and part of that, please vote the entire ballot. Don't just vote for the people like your governor, your state house seats, your state senate seat, your congressman to Congress, and your senator for the U.S. Senate. Don't just vote for them. Vote for the Supreme Court justice. And by the way, the proposals, do your homework. There's some proposals. There's three different proposals on that ballot here in Michigan that we need to pray that they don't pass. One of them has to do with marijuana, and there's a couple other ones that. With that, I'm just going to say this, then we're going to pray, then we're going to lighten it up. And yes, I got nicknames ready to go. Because I love doing it this way now, and we're going to do it. Because we're going to lighten it up a bit. Voting is a privilege. So please, just get your voice heard. Now, Lord Jesus, I thank you for this great nation. I thank you that you will give us, every one of these people who are listening to this show, regardless of where they live in this country, they live in this country, Lord, regardless of the state, whether it's Michigan, Ohio, Tennessee, Georgia, Alabama, California, any of the other 44 states that I'm not mentioning, I'm just giving examples. I thank you that you are speaking to these people right now, especially these people who are undecided. They don't know who they're going to vote for. They don't know how they're going to vote on their state proposals. You're revealing to it, Lord. And you're showing them the most biblical way to vote on that ballot, so that they can vote the best they know how to vote for you. Now, I'm pretty much set on what I'm going to do tomorrow, but to these people who aren't, I pray that you would show them. And we're going to make a difference, Lord, because we vote the right way, and people get in, the right people get in, things will get better. Yes. I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' matchless name. And everybody said, amen. All righty. Now, it's time for Football Central on the Miracle Man Radio Network. Hello, everybody, and I want to welcome you to another episode of Football Central here on Miracle Man Radio Network. I'm your host for tonight, Miracle Man, and we got a packed, we got a huge amount of stuff to get to tonight. We have local high school scores to get to, along with some other notables. Games throughout the state of Michigan, along with a huge surprise, a couple huge surprises, actually. We got college football to talk about today. Michigan and Michigan State, what they each did in their respective games. And then we have NFL to get to. We have the Lions game. We have Thursday night to get to, we have other. We got a couple of notable surprises to get to in the world of football. So, let's get to going. First off, you had here in Midland Friday night. I was at this game. Midland versus Dow. At Midland Stadium, winner goes on to Detroit to face another opponent, and loser goes home. For the first about two and three quarters, it was really close. But I would have given a slight edge to Midland. Slight. You know, we had the lead and other things, but Dow was making plays and that. But then suddenly, it shifted blue. And by blue, I mean towards Midland. This is the good blue. It shifted towards Midland's way. As Midland pulled out a 38-19 big time win over Dow High. So it was Comics 38. Dow Corning, 19. Yes. And you had for Dow's quarterback, Shane Astrike, he threw an interception and he had a lost fumble. Midland only had one turnover as one of Al Money's passes was intercepted. Other than that, he had a pretty good night, throwing for a lot of yards. Tommy Thomas, whatever his name is, Tommy, he's a junior. He's making some great plays for Midland on the offensive and the defensive line. Max Fisher, our awesome kicker, did a really great job. Our running back, Christian Gordon, had a couple different rushing touchdowns. Eli Gordon had some stops for us on the defensive line. So, a lot of key contributors for Midland in this win, as has been the case the last several weeks for Midland. Record. Midland continues as they will go to Walled Lake Western on Friday night. Dow ends its season at 6-5. And their coach did apologize for not taking it upon himself to be more prepared for the Midland Dow game, round two. Walled Lake Western, they got a big 35-14 win over previously undefeated South Lyon. In South Lyon. Therefore, it'll be Midland at Walled Lake Western Friday night. Clarkston, a big win. 28-6 over White Lake Lakeland. Lapeer with a big win over Oxford, 34-7. So Clarkston is at Lapeer for their regional final in Division One. In Division Two, Region Two, Midland and Walled Lake Western each 8-3. And for Division One, I believe the Clarkston versus Lapeer, Clarkston at Lapeer, I believe that is Region Two, Division One, Region Two. Yep, Region Two. At 7 p.m. Friday in Lapeer. By Dearborn Fordson, 42-14. Cass Tech had gotten real close to tied it at one point in the game early on, but then from there on, Fordson just piled it on, and they get the big win. Another big surprise, Division Three, Mount Pleasant upset 44-14 by Cedar Springs in Division Three, Region One. Mount Pleasant would have won; they would have got to go play Muskegon, but they're done. So the only Saginaw Valley League teams left, Midland and Lapeer. However, since they're both in different divisions, they don't get to play each other. Because Flint Powers all lost. So there's only two teams left in our Saginaw Valley League. It was actually a great year for the amount of teams that made it from our league, because we also had, in addition to those five teams I mentioned, we also had Davison, who made it, and Grand Blanc, although both of them lost in week one of playoff action. So we had like 16 teams in our league, and seven of them made it. So that's pretty good. Really is. That's wonderful. Also locally, Swan Valley and Frankenmuth are still alive. Their respective divisions. Montrose. So you still have a lot of inner near area teams that are still left. We'll talk more about this on Wednesday. Actually, a little quick for this Midland. The winner of Midland Walled Lake Western will go play the winner of Portage Northern at Muskegon Mona Shores. So it would be Midland. It would be Midland playing either Muskegon Mona Shores or Portage Northern, as those are your that is your Region 1 final. In semifinal 1, it's Region 1 versus Region 2. And then in semifinal 2, it's your mainly made up of the Detroit area. Region 3, Region 4. So that's what we're looking at, folks. By the way, in high school football, I picked two different games, the Midland game as well as the Clarkston game. I picked them both correctly. Let's go on to college. Michigan versus Penn State at home. The revenge tour continues for our Wolverines. They did not disappoint as they got another big win, 35-7 over Penn State. Huge win. Michigan was just doing an awesome job, especially in the third and fourth quarters. They were just rolling. They just did wonderful. They're the reason why they're ranked number five. They're really doing well. I've been impressed. I haven't been this proud to be a Michigan fan in a while. Because they're doing an awesome job. That big house is really loud. And it's just been awesome. And I've been really enjoying it. Also, Sparty with another big win. They won 24-3 over they got a big 24-3 win over their opponent. Ohio State, ranked number 10, did survive a scare from Nebraska. Alabama is still number one as they beat LSU, who was number three. And then Georgia beat Kentucky for SEC East. So you'll have probably Alabama versus Georgia in the SEC Championship on December 1st in ATL. And it's been really fun to watch Michigan football and how people were saying they'd be like 7-5, 8-4. They only have one loss. Since that Notre Dame game, they've done really well. Amazing. I've been amazed. If there's one thing that concerns me, it's the still high amount of penalties. It remains stubbornly high. They've got to reduce that. They want to be more successful, especially with the game in 2.5 weeks against that team down south. That team that I actually like and admitted that I like them an awful lot, even though we try really hard not to talk about them on the show in 2 weeks, so we won't have a choice. Yes, I'm going to pick that game honestly and not bias. And by the way, I don't do bias when I pick these games on Wednesday nights. I don't. I pick based on how I see these games playing out. And the score, at least, I come up with the score. But I pick who's going to win that game based on what I see, what I'm feeling. Now, let's go to the NFL. And we begin with lie down. That's right. The lie downs. The Detroit Lions suffered another big blow yesterday as they lost to the Minnesota Vikings 24-9. Stafford had a couple picks. Was not awesome as a quarterback. No, I can't say Golden Tate's the reason why they lost. I think Minnesota is just trying to play at a higher level now. They did just lose to the Saints, by the way. By the way, I will talk about the Saints in a second. Lions, that's 5 losses. They got to get back to their winning ways. Their winning ways. If they want any chance of making those playoffs. Now, New Orleans Saints versus the Los Angeles Rams. And the Saints win a epic thriller in the Big Easy, 48-45, over the previously unbeaten L.A. Rams. And Drew Brees, awesome game. Defense gave up an awful lot of points, but hey, they got to win. Ever since week one, they haven't lost. And that was to a Tampa Bay team who at that point of the season was good. Now they're not good. Now they're not very good. If Tampa Bay was then how they are now, like not very good at all, you would have had the Saints be undefeated right now. You would. You would have the Saints basically chasing that crown. But you got the Carolina Kitties. They only have one loss also. They got a 43-29 win over the Buccaneers. And yes, that Atlanta team that people said you can forget about, that they had shot themselves in the foot way too much earlier in the year, they're coming together. They got a big win over, I believe it was the Cardinals. And no, it was over the Redskins. Over the NFC East, who wasn't really super good this year. And they win 43-29. Julio Jones with his first catch in over a year from Matt Ryan. And so Falcons are clicking too. But you still have the Panthers and Saints in the driver's seat. With the Falcons team who, if they can just continue going, just keep swimming, just keep playing good football, keep getting those wins. They got to play the Falcons. They got to play the Saints again. Beating the Saints would be good for Atlanta. Going to have to beat the Panthers again like they beat them once earlier. Then they could be in the conversation. But Atlanta just has to keep doing well. So, NFC South, a lot of great things are happening there. NFC West, it's all about the Rams. And Seahawks kind of trying to come back. NFC North is up for grabs unless you're the Lions, who just had their fifth loss and don't have Golden Tate anymore. So then you have the NFC East. Not that good. Sunday Night Football. You had the Patriots beat the Packers. The Pack, by the way, 0-4 on the road. 0-4 on the road. I'm sorry, folks. I don't know how you go into the playoffs with an 0-4 road record. Usually, Cassidy, usually you wouldn't, would you? They got to fix this. They're going to have to win some of their remaining road playoff games. They don't have a choice. One of the losses was in Detroit, yes. And then the others. So they're going to have to get better at their road games. Otherwise, they're going to get bit. They're going to. So they'll have to be better at winning on the road. The Packers will, if they want to be better. Texans, AFC South. Texans are rolling. Jags are kind of going downhill. So I was thinking you'd have the Jags running the table on the AFC South all year round. I think instead that could, I might have to change my mind and say it'll be the Texans. You still have the Chiefs doing their thing in the AFC West. AFC North is still kind of up for grabs, thinking it might be Pittsburgh. AFC East, it's all about the Patriots, as they only have two. Ever since that Lions beat them, they've been rolling. So that's just a bit of a NFL scorecard for you. And kind of a where we are. The haves and have-nots are a lot closer together, I feel like, this year than what they've been in a while. We don't have anyone who's winless at all, even after the ones who've played the most have played 9 games. So, until tomorrow night, I want to encourage you, remind you one more time to please go vote tomorrow night. Tomorrow, very important. And until tomorrow evening, God first, God always. So long, everybody.